coming to you from the Big Island of Hawaii. It's the Songs and Stories Podcast. And now, here's your host, Steve Roby.
Aloha and welcome to the Songs and Stories Podcast, the show where we interview the Big Island's most talented musicians. On today's episode, I'm very honored to have singer, songwriter, and rapper Higgs. Welcome to Songs and Stories, Higgs.
All right. Hey, Steve.
Hey, it's good to have you on. I probably should say welcome back. I mean, because I think about maybe 2 or 3 years ago, we did a video version of Songs and Stories, but it never really got off the ground. We had some technical issues, and so it kind of sat on the back burner for a couple of years, and I've kind of revived it with this audio podcast, and it's great to speak with you again and have you back on Songs and Stories.
Likewise.
Well, let's dig into your musical career first and talk about how you first became interested in music and where you are today.
Well, for me, a love for music started at a pretty young age. I grew up in church, you know, always being interested in singing, and my mom would play these a cappella albums that she had of like, you know, hymns and different types of a cappella music. So I always kind of had that. And then when I was about 12 or 13, I got really into percussion and mainly drums. And I got this little electronic, funky little kit someone donated to me, an old drummer friend, actually. Before that, I was just like banging on whatever I could get my hands on, pots and pans and mouse pads.
Like drummers do, yeah.
Yeah. I just love rhythm. I always loved the way you could manipulate rhythms and create, you know, just a mood with a simple downbeat.
Was there a particular artist or band that got you excited about music? Was there somebody that you can point to and say, that's where it kind of began?
There was a couple of bands that I was really into in my early high school years. Reliant K, this kind of quirky punk pop Christian band that Matt Thiessen is the lead singer and songwriter, and he writes kind of clever, quirky stuff that really resonated with me at the time. A lot of rock stuff early on.
Now, you went to Honoka'a High, and Gary Washburn was your music teacher, is that right?
Yes, that's correct. And I was very fortunate and blessed to be able to study under him. Just an amazing musician, but also just great teacher and overall this fantastic human being. My classmates and people before and after me have gone on from his program to play professionally. So that's a testament right there to what he's been able to inspire in us locally here.
And you've been involved with the Hawaii Songwriting Festival and have won a couple of competitions, isn't that right?
That is, So one time, the first year actually I went, it was in Kauai still. It used to be over in Kauai.
Right.
It was called the Kauai Songwriter Festival. Back then, I think that was in 2010 or 11 was the first year I went. And I actually went with Life in Pursuit. As in, we were all kind of serious about doing the band thing. And our song, Sister Song, ended up winning the songwriting competition that year. So that was kind of cool. I think it was kind of validating for us have our music, you know, well received like that.
Well, let's talk about your songwriting process, how you approach, let's say, inspiration, lyrics, and melody.
I like to kind of play it by ear. Like, people sometimes ask me, like, do you start with the lyrics or the melody or the, you know, the instrumental part? And I'm always like, yes. Like, because it varies. You know, it depends on how I'm feeling and, you know, inspiration-wise. For me, honestly, most of the time I think it starts with the lyrics because I'm a more lyrical dude. Mm-hmm. I like, you know, I've always prided myself in having the ability to kind of create clever lyrics and interesting turns of phrases.
Right.
But sometimes I'll come up with, you know, a cool melody too. I'm sure this is true of most musicians nowadays, but I've got just memos and memos on my phone of recordings of ideas of like, oh, this is a cool melody or a really nice chord progression. And it really varies. But I think that's the beauty of songwriting is that, you know, it's not quite like building a house where there's, you know, one plan and one exact way to do it to get the result you want. Like there's many roads. As long as you know, are able to get the end result, you can Yeah. You can start almost any way you want.
One of the great things I like about your music is that it catches me off guard. It makes me listen longer, harder. And, you know, it's like, whoa, did he really say that? And how did he, you know, like you said, turn a phrase and make the, you know, fit in a song's theme within, you know, two or three lines there. It just it just blows my mind, man. It's really cool. Let's talk about one of the songs you sent in. It's called No Plans. Tell me about the backstory on that.
No Plans is one of those that I started it a long time ago. I think I was living in Seattle at the time. I lived there for about a year. My sister, I took some songwriting courses up there, but I was staying at my grandparents' house, I remember, when I first got the idea for it. It's basically just a song about living in the moment. And so that was what I was, I knew what I wanted to say, but I didn't know exactly how I wanted to say it. It took a bunch of rewriting and especially with the verses, trying to, you know, catch a vibe and get the feeling right. I was really happy with how it all turned out at the end. I worked with my buddy Truth to record it. He did a really good job in bringing it to life.
It's a great song, and let's give it a listen now. Here's No Plans by Higgs on Songs and Stories.
Ooh, I got no plans. Coming down and I can't hold back. I'm in the moment. So chill that I'm like frozen. Ooh, I got no plans. Coming down and I can't hold back. I'm in the moment. So chill that I'm like frozen.
Yeah, I keep it cool like Frosty. Chillin' cause that really is my favorite hobby. And I don't wanna be stressing when I step in, kinda blessing and swing a hook like Rocky. I keep it oddball slow-mo, capture each moment like a Kodak photo. A GoPro, so-so, working on this flow though. Find words to have a nice ring to them, Frodo. And life is chock full of things that'll get you down, leave you toppling like bowling pins. But all business, no play, make me get uptight. Rather be low key like bass lines at open mics. And clock watching, getting into my head. Gotta step out of that worry mode and give it a rest. Yeah, I'm doing my best. See, I keep a creative spark. I'll be fusing it as I move to the beat of my maker's heart.
Ooh, I got no plans. Coming down and I can't hold back. I'm in the moment. So chill that I'm like frozen. Ooh, I got no plans. Coming down and I can't hold back. I'm in the moment. So chill that I'm like frozen.
Thought I was done with hip hop, guess not. Staying on track until I misstep or slip off. I keep calm and call my mom when I'm a bit lost. Send up a little prayer when I'm about to flip my lid off. These days ain't no vacay like Griswold's. It's enough to make you wanna throw some disc golf. We all could get a little ticked off. I find myself so focused on my future me that I forget to breathe. But if I could only stay where the moment's at, go for broke instead of only holding back. I'm looking for a new border like I'm in Mexico. Sometimes I just feel frozen, but I let it go. Welcome to my life. I ain't trying to blow smoke, but I guess it's high time that I put out what's in my mind's eye. I can't let regrets fill my chest, knock me over like blindsides.
I'm in the moment, so chill that I'm like frozen.
So Higgs, are you still working with the songwriters group up in Waimea? I remember you were telling me that you would give them kind of like an assignment. You were kind of like the moderator of the group, if I have that right. And they would come back and write several different versions of a song, but it's all the same theme. What was that like?
Yeah, I started the weekly challenge. Before that, we already had a monthly group that would meet up in person, and we would just discuss different aspects of songwriting. We would show each other our newbies, ask for critiques, and kind of bare our souls musically.
Yeah, there's so many different styles here. Yeah, people like Don May and Marion Bacon were in the group.
Yeah, Marion, Don, like Lo Paca. Anywhere you go, there's a variety.
Did the pandemic this year affect any of your music plans?
Definitely.
How so?
Well, gigs were pretty much non-existent, live gigs for, as you know, for a few months. I wasn't really a full-time musician in that sense, but I played probably one gig a week or at least a couple times a month. And so that kind of took some income away. And also just when you stop playing live, I feel like it's easy for your chops to kind of go away. So you saw a lot of musicians turning to the live stream and, you know, trying to keep their chops up and stay relevant in the gigging kind of through online. So I've been doing some of that too.
Oh, good. You recently played the Gila Palace Theater's video series called Live from an Empty Palace. Other than the tech crew there, what was it like performing without an audience?
It was kind of strange, honestly.
I bet.
Yeah, and I wasn't even facing the stage, which also made it weird. I'm facing the wall behind the stage.
Okay.
And so I'm just playing to this wall. And you know, one of the guys that was on a camera, the reverb was just tense in that huge, you know, theater with nobody in it.
Yeah.
So it took a little getting used to, and it's such a historic, cool theater. So it was a fun experience.
Well, one of the songs you performed at the Palace Theater was called We're Gonna Make It. Tell me about that one.
That song I co-wrote with a friend of mine, Jake Pohaku. That song was almost the opposite of No Plans in that, like, I didn't put a whole lot of thought into the creation of it. Jake is one of those guys that just kind of, he's really good at coming up with a verse and just kind of sticking with it. And my style is a little bit different, my approach, I should say, in that I tend to really think a lot about each line and, you know, almost overthink the song. And I'll spend a long time just crafting each segment. We both wanted to just kind of release it. So it was a chance for me to get away from overthinking and just release basically the first idea that came to my head for the track.
What's the song about?
We both decided we wanted to just kind of express how we were feeling and what we were going through personally in terms of the whole COVID phenomenon. And and so that's basically what it's about, is just our experiences personally. And then the hook kind of gravitates towards a more hopeful, universal message of, you know, we're gonna make it through this thing.
Positive words for tough times.
For sure.
Okay, well, let's give We're Gonna Make It a listen to right now here on Songs and Stories.
Yeah, yeah. Hicks. Hey, this beat make me sway. Sick with the spit since I was 19. COVID, now I'm trying to stay sane. Telling my brain that we'll be all G. Noted, making hay while the sun shines. It's crazy right now, life's rainy like clouds locked down. Let me unwind. Busy making ill beats, finish up my LP, but I'll be damned if I let the isolation get to me. I'm like a military fam, keep moving. Forever the underdog, call me Rudy. Go against the grain, my flow is raw sushi. Everybody wanna be the best, so I just keep it real when I'm feeling blessed. So even when I feel nothing but meaningless, still I keep on growing chia pets. And I ease the stress by putting pen to paper. My mind climbs high like I'm meant for greater. Keep skywalking Anakin or Vader. Join the dark side maybe later, but it's going alright. Not gonna lie, some nights it feels like I'm losing my mind. Feels like I'm losing my mind, but it's going alright. Alright, yeah. From 6 feet away. Away. We're gonna make it. We're gonna make it. Learn from my mistakes. God give us patience and we'll make it. Yeah, yeah.
Locked up, but I still have a voice. You won't keep me silent. Held down, but I still have a choice. Underneath the face mask, I'm smiling. Got free time, so I'm writing more songs. Taking me time, trying to right my wrongs. Quality time for my lifelong bonds. I appreciate everything I've got going on. We're gonna make it out stronger than before. We figured out that less is more. Going to the garden instead of the store. We can do it on our own, we don't need their support. Let's take it back to basics. Create a sound foundation. Fulfill our obligations for future generations. I'm outside soaking in this nature, giving food to all my neighbors, showing love to all the haters. It feels good to come together and help the community. Queen Latifah taught me about unity, and when it's done right, it turns out beautifully. It feels good. Hey, from 6 feet away.
We're gonna make it, we're gonna make it. Learn from our mistakes, God give us patience, and we'll make it, yeah, yeah.
Stand strong. In addition to that last song, are you working on any other new material?
Yeah, I am. I've been working on an album for the better part of 3 years now. And it's slow and steady. I'm trying to do most of it myself, for financial reasons, and also just trying to get better at mixing and the sort of the other sides of of music, which is kind of weird as an artist. You know, I have to put on a different hat, I guess. Yeah. But it's rewarding in its own way. So yeah, I'll probably be releasing a single from this upcoming album in the next month or so.
When do you plan to have the album out, and do you have a working title?
It's funny, you asked me this about a year ago, and I didn't know exactly, and I'm still a little bit uncertain. My hope, I've had issues putting tight deadlines on myself, because I end up stressing myself out more than is necessary, and it just leads to burnout, and so I'm hesitant to put, you know, exact dates, but I'm fairly certain that I'll have the album out and released by the end of the year.
That's good news.
As far as the title, I do not have a final title yet.
Okay. No pressure. Okay. So you sent in a track, I guess it is from this upcoming album, a sneak peek, if you will, a very short one too. I was kind of like, oh, give me another minute or more of it. Higgs, come on. It's called Autopilot. Will that be on the new album?
Yeah, that'll definitely be on the new album.
Here we go. Here's Autopilot.
Figured out life wasn't passing him by. All he had to do was live a step outside of his mind. Accept the design, let the colors come back. And no more sitting back and letting go of his passions. No more getting high to give him a satisfaction. The more he started feeling, the more he noticed his life as it happened. He's up there in the clouds, yeah. He watches all his doubts laugh. Now he's trying to come back down, he's coming down now. He's gonna turn this ship around to get off autopilot.
Oh man. More. That's a great song. What's it about?
Just a story song about someone that's trying to figure out their life and get out of sort of the zombie autopilot zone of not really thinking for themselves and just letting life dictate their choices. Yeah. So I think a lot of the music I write is like loosely based on my life, but also sometimes I throw in different stories and other things, you know, whatever from movies or whatever the inspiration is. So I think this is one of those that kind of combines certain parts of my life and then with just more of a fictional story.
Who's playing on the track?
I'm doing everything except for the heavy guitars are my friend Alan Koo.
Really? Wow.
Yeah,
Alan sounds great. Yeah.
Great.
And you're doing the drums on there?
Yeah. So the drums are a combination of in the box, so software that I use, and then also I recorded the snare in my home studio.
Am I hearing some kind of military vibe in there? Kind of.
Yeah, the hook kind of goes into like this sort of cadenced, like a drum
march or
snare
something?
Roll kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it does have kind of a military vibe to it.
I felt shortchanged. I wanted the full song, but I guess I have to wait till the end of the year.
Gotta wait, man.
That's why it's called a sneak peek, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
We've been wanting more.
Okay. Well, Is there anything else you'd like to add before we go?
I appreciate all that you've been doing, trying to keep interest in the Big Island scene. And I know it's kind of slow going right now, but at least it's starting to pick up. I played a few gigs since they reopened. And
good, yeah. Yeah, it's quiet out there. No tourists and people afraid to go to the clubs and the grim news we hear on the TV every day. So, you know, we got to keep the spark alive somehow.
Yeah.
Where can folks find your music?
They can find my music on all streaming platforms online by searching Higgs. I have a website, higgsmusic.com, and I'm also on Facebook and Instagram under @HiggsOfficial.
@HiggsOfficial. And the website again was?
HiggsMusic.com.
All right. Have to send folks there. I'll put a link in the show description below. Higgs, I really appreciate you being on the show today and love your music, man.
Right on, Steve.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha, y'all. This is Don May coming to you from the Big Island of Hawaii. And you're listening to Songs and Stories with your host, Stephen Roby. And I'd like to invite you over to donmayofficial.com. Check out some new music, tour dates, take a look around. We're making some great Americana music right here on the Big Island. Come check it out. I hope to see you there.
Hey everyone, this is RJK Kaneao, and you're listening to the Songs and Stories podcast. You can check me out online at rjkaneaomusic.com. That's rjkaneaomusic.com. Join my mailing list and check out all my social media links. And please don't forget to click those follow buttons. Once again, this is RJK Kaneao. Aloha and mahalo. Shoots!
Thanks for listening to the Songs and Stories podcast. Make sure you never miss a show by clicking the subscribe button now. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. We'll see you next week on Songs and Stories. Aloha.